This episode is produced and made possible with the help of Raycast Media.
Si le gustaría escuchar un episodio en español, por favor escuche el siguiente episodio.
Hi, good morning. My name is Miranda Bárcena, and I'm part of the team of La Incubadora Podcast. I am part of Principal Financial Group. My husband and I also have our own team name, and that's Bárcena Financial Group. And we help individuals and businesses prepare for the future. So we help them be structured financially in their own lives towards retirement, as well as help businesses be structured properly to grow and expand and support themselves and, of course, their employees. So very happy to be here today for EGBI. La Incubadora Podcast is part of the Economic Growth Business Incubator, a local nonprofit with the mission to provide training, coaching, and support to aspiring and existing business owners who face barriers to growing a successful business. La Incubadora Podcast is born out of the need to put in video and audio a lot of the success stories that we see at the Business Incubator. We also want to answer frequently asked questions and connect small business owners with the resources to succeed in business on your own time and wherever you are while you have access to a mobile device. And this episode today is produced with the support of Raycast Media. EGBI sends a big thank you to Raycast Media for their partnership with La Incubadora Podcast. All right, so today we're delving into the core of what makes a business unique and memorable with Chrissy, an expert in the field. We're going to learn why brand identity is more than just a logo. It's about establishing a cohesive and consistent brand image that resonates with your audience. Discover the pitfalls to avoid and gain practical tips for crafting a powerful brand identity strategy. Don't miss this opportunity to elevate your brand presence and leave a lasting impression on your customers. Tune in and unlock the secrets to building a strong and impactful brand identity. All right, so before we get to our interview, allow me to briefly introduce our amazing guest for today. Kristen Gaston is an accomplished Houston-based graphic artist and illustrator with a strong background in fundamental drawing skills and strategies. She has a keen eye for color theory and design that was utilized to create many assets from logos to illustrating books and storyboards. As of October 2023, she's been recognized by Adobe as a certified professional in graphic design and illustration using Adobe Illustrator. To be certified, she displays the skills necessary to communicate ideas visually in a timely and organized manner. All right, so with that, I want to give a warm welcome to Chrissy. Thank you so much for joining us today, Chrissy.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be part of this podcast.
All right. So, Chrissy, do you just want to share with us a little bit about what it is that you do?
Yes, of course. I originally studied studio art, and I have a bachelor's of fine arts in it. And from there, I started working in freelance, gotten to illustrate a few children's books. Also, with time, I started freelancing and working with small businesses as well, where they asked for a logo or branding for their small business. And it was kind of like a learning experience, you know, coming from a background, but more about graphic design and how a logo is not just, it's not branding, but there's something behind it. So that's where I'm at right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing. That's so important, especially to the listeners today, who many of them are small businesses. So this is great information for them to kind of develop their own brand identity. So what's the typical client that you work with, and what exact services would you offer?
I usually work with people that want to start up their own business, and they're not sure where to go, or think they find it very intimidating to get started, where they're like, oh, okay, I think I have to spend so much to, you know, get a logo and get everything started. But I try to make it a straightforward process, and I try to keep it an open conversation with them and to see what really their goals and values are. So that way it'll be easier for process for me to create something that represents them and also the services and values that they want to. So So I just mostly work with small businesses, and I just try to make it as easy as possible.
Perfect. Perfect. That's so important. So today we invited you to talk about the importance of brand identity. So can you share with us what you feel brand identity is?
Misconception, branding, equating that to just a logo or just a character that's supposed to reflect you. But however, branding goes deeper than that. It also goes to how you present yourself and also how you relate to your clients and how you relate to the world as well. When you think of certain brands that have been here for a long, like for years and years and years, people associate trust with them. So that's something that you want to establish with your brand, and that not just visually, but also how you interact with them. So it's a whole process of visually and also how you interact with your clients.
You're absolutely right. And I know you're kind of leading up to this, but tell us, why is that so important for businesses to have a strong and clear brand identity?
It leads down to it because this is how would I say it can get competitive. There's always new businesses popping up every day, new innovations, and you want to make sure you advertise a service or a product that can deliver. And before you can do that, you have impression. So it's very important to really invest in that branding and also how you want to present yourself to others.
You're right about that. Absolutely. And so who do you feel should acquire a formal brand identity?
I'm biased because I always appreciate a good brand and a good logo and also the behavior that backs that up as well. So I always encourage people or businesses, however small or however large, to really do branding and acquiring the work of professionals to help them elevate their business. I encourage everybody.
I think you're absolutely right. And you're right. It's about creating that presence, right? And helping them be known that way. So now a lot of business owners get a logo, but don't establish a true brand identity and go through that procedure. So what other errors do you see with brand identity?
I see a lot of inconsistency, especially when there's not like a set look or brand put into place. For example, I'll see a lot of do like flyers, business cards and everything, and there's a certain look to it. It looks consistent. However, if I try to go to a website, everything kind of falls apart from there. So it's really important to have that consistency wherever a potential client may try to interact with you, because you're trying to attract their service, you're trying to get their business, and you just, again, really comes down to that presence and how you present, and to establish that trust with the client that you can deliver.
Excellent. Thank you. So Chrissy, what would you say is the most important thing that you would like our community to take away with them from this episode? So our community being all those, you know, small businesses out there who are startups, or possibly they're trying to transition into a growth phase in their business. What's the most important thing you want them all to take away from today's episode?
I would say to your business that you're trying to when you go out to events, when you go to interviews, you try to present yourself as best as you can. You try to dress accordingly. It's the same thing with your business. It is an extension of you, and branding, and especially consistency in branding, is the best way to make a great brand.
Excellent. So Chrissy, thank you so much for all the information you shared today. Before we wrap up, would you mind please sharing your information with our listeners so they can follow you or contact you?
Yes, of course. I am active on Instagram, Facebook. You can find me by searching Chrissige. You can also find me on LinkedIn too by typing in the same title, Chrissy G. Art. Yeah, you can find me there.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Chrissy.
Well,
friends, that's all for today. It's been a pleasure chatting with Chrissy today, and we hope you find this episode useful to you. If you know someone who could benefit from listening to this episode, please share the link to this episode with them. And remember that La Incubadora podcast is part of the Economic Growth Business Incubator, a business incubator in Central Texas that offers training, coaching, and support to small business owners with barriers to achieving success. If you would like to learn more about Economic Growth Business Incubator services, please visit egbi.org, and we'll see you soon.